Well, it takes place during World War One, kind of in the trenches of the battle in the British Army, and it focuses on one soldier named Bert and his journey, kind of discovering what war is, and he faces many obstacles and horrors, and he kind of figures out how to deal with that.
And you play Bert.
Yes, ma'am.
And you play?
Collins.
Okay. And I imagine that the characters in this play, I haven't had a chance to read it, but they're probably very close to your age.
Especially Collins.
Yeah, in the script it says that my part is 17 and I just turned 17. So.
Wow. So what was that like for you to play this terrifying role?
Well, for me, it's not as big a part as Duncan's because he really takes the show, like he carries the show with like his words and like his blocking and where he goes. But I sort of am like one of the aspects of the journey is that he's trying to find me. The real whole thing is finding hope. My character is one of Bert's, what he looks at it for hope in this horrible, horrible war, because what our characters have to do is we dig under the trenches to lay the mines. And so it's really terrible to think about that our characters do have to do that, but then again, it is a war.
And there's some historical fiction to it, and then there's some supernatural elements too.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so that the supernatural aspect is kind of in contrast with the reality of war, and he kind of gets transported into this other journey that he has to take, and he encounters all these kind of supernatural things that happen, but they do kind of reflect the reality of war, which is interesting.
And the review I read in the original production, they used puppets. How are you going to make this real?
Yes, we do have puppets. This amazing man, his name is Matt. We had him come in, and he's really amazing with working with our director, Miss Megan Phelps, and us as the cast to sort of figure out what she envisions, what we envision. And he was really good about giving us what we wanted, but also being able to put his own personal aspect into it.
Now, does Huntsville have a black box theater, or is this on your regular stage? Tell me about the staging.
This is on our main stage, so it is just like in a regular auditorium. It has lots of seats, and it takes place on a pretty large stage. And we do have a cast of around 30
Oh, really?
people.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And so the cast really does fill up the stage.
Tell me how you got involved in high school theater. I have a soft spot for high school theater. Tell me what's so wonderful about Huntsville High School Theater.
Well, for both of us, we've done community theater for a while. I know I've done it since about sixth grade. How long have you been doing community
I've been
theater?
involved in theater since really young, elementary
Yeah.
school.
Yeah. I just kind of knew that I was going to want to be a part of the theater there because I've always grown up with like seeing the amazing shows. I remember seeing some of the amazing shows, and our director, she was in high school just a couple years ago at Huntsville, and so like I know I saw her in some of those shows. It's really amazing to look back and think that like I'm now part of this amazing community that I got to grow up and watch.
Yeah, and I really think that Huntsville High Theater is special because we really collaborate. Like, it's such a collaborative process. The students are so involved. They're leading tech, they're choreographing, student directing. And so I think it's a really unique program where we all come together and collaborate to make the finished product.
This show in particular, I'm a student director, he's a student choreographer, and we have two more student choreographers. And when we're creating the scenes and we were creating the numbers, Ms. Phelps was really good about being collaborative and asking people, well, what do you think would fit here? Would this look good? And like, so the show was, it's really like all of us have come together and like put their own aspect into it, whether that was creating a scene or creating a stunt.
How do you choreograph a play that takes place in a trench?
It is really difficult, and the way I think about it is trying to incorporate like the realistic movements of war and the marching and kind of just like being worn down along with the kind of supernatural and kind of more interpretive viewpoint of things. So it's an interesting mix to mix those two together.
Is there anything else that you think people really need to know about this show before they come see it?
In the end, while it is a very scary and traumatic war show, at the same time, it's a very beautiful show. And I think this show in particular is really special because I think it'll definitely be able to hit home with some people. The main focus is that hope can be found even in the darkest of places, like a trench.
Would you agree, Duncan?
I definitely would agree. I think it's a very unique show. I think it's a show that you would not be able to see most high schools produce. And mm-hmm. so I think it's a really special opportunity to see a high school be able to produce a new, interesting kind of interpretive play on war.